Good evening. It's so good to be here with you tonight. Thank you, Seth Stewart and Lee Hibbert, for the opportunity to speak. Thank you guys for helping me out. Tonight we are talking about John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, as we continue the Overlook series. I want us to read what John just read, starting in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Something I didn't realize about these five verses until I started this study is that when you think about it, the verses 1 through 5 encompass the world as a whole. Verse 1 starts off talking about creation, talking about how that Jesus was in the beginning with God. He was there. Everything that was made in the world was made with Him, through Him. So first it starts with creation. That's verses 1 through 3. You look at verse 4, and verse 4 talks about Jesus and His life. Verse 4 says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 4 tells us that Jesus was not just deity. He was not just God, but Jesus also made Himself man. And then verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So we start with creation in verses 1 through 3. Then verse 4 talks about the life that Jesus lived. And verse 5 talks about how that Jesus has overcome death. And that's what I want us to focus on tonight. That's what I want us to spend all of our time looking at, is the end of verse 5. All of verse 5, really, where it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When I read this passage, when I read the scripture, that is what jumped out to me, is that Jesus overcame the darkness. That Jesus overcame Satan, because Jesus was from the beginning. He came to this earth. He lived the life that He did and then died the death on the cross, and He was buried. And in that moment, Satan thought he had won. Satan thought that it was over, that he had won, that he had the victory. And then on that third day, Jesus rose from the grave and He overcame death. He overcame death, and He's able to have that light because of it. That light is able to shine because death was not the end of it. Death was not the end because of who Christ is. You see, Jesus did the impossible. Jesus did the impossible by making Himself man, by coming to this earth, living the life He did, dying the death He died, and rising on the third day. And He overcame darkness, and He did the impossible. And because of that and through that, we are also able to overcome darkness. And as we study this passage tonight, and as we look at what darkness is, I don't want us to just think about darkness as sin. I don't want us to think about darkness just as Satan. But I want us to think about the darknesses and the storms in our lives. Darkness is not just being sin, but go into what's going on in your life. The things that you go through, whether it's a sickness that you or someone close to you has, whether it's the death of a loved one, someone that's close to you, a family member, a friend. Maybe your parents have been recently divorced. Maybe you have just gotten out of a really bad relationship and had a really bad breakup. We all throughout our lives encounter different storms, encounter different darknesses. And that's what I want us to talk about tonight, is that because Jesus overcame death, because Jesus overcame that darkness, we are able to overcome anything in our life through Him. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look at the end of verse 54. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Death was not victorious over Christ. It was the other way around. So now knowing that, knowing what he has done for us, how am I supposed to live my life? Knowing that I am a sinful creature. You look back from the beginning in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve ate that forbidden fruit, and sin was brought into the world. And ever since then, the human race has been full of sinful creatures. That's what we are. So how am I supposed to live my life knowing that I'm turning my back on God constantly? How am I supposed to live my life knowing that I'm turning my back on the Creator of the world? Romans 6:23, we all know, says, "For the wages of sin is death." But the cool thing about that passage is that doesn't have to be a passage that scares us. That shouldn't be a passage that scares us. Because yes, the first part says, "For the wages of sin is death," but what does the second part say? "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, we don't have to live a life full of worry that we are disappointing God. We don't have to live a life full of worry that our darknesses and our storms are going to overtake us and we aren't going to be able to be righteous before God. The great thing is we don't have to be righteous on our own. God doesn't expect us to be. That's not what he expects out of us. That's why he sent Jesus. Because of Jesus, we are able to be clothed in his righteousness. On the day of judgment, when we are before God, we are able to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We don't have to be clothed in our own righteousness. And that's amazing. So, okay, you know, I get the idea that Jesus has overcome death. He's overcome sin. He's overcome Satan. And I can be righteous through him. So how am I going to let my light show? You see, at the end of our passage tonight in verse 5, it says that light shines through Jesus. But the thing is, as Christians, that light of Jesus is not going to show unless we do it. As his workmanship, as his hands and his feet, his light's not going to be shown without us. So how do I show my light? In a world full of sin, in a world full of darkness, how am I supposed to show my light? Turn to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3 is a story that I know every single one of you is familiar with, the fiery furnace. What happens in this passage is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are now supposed to be serving. You go back and you look at the beginning of Daniel. They, along with Daniel, have been captured, and they are to serve King Nebuchadnezzar. And at this point in the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar has decided that he really wants to be worshipped. So he makes a golden image of himself, and he says to all the people that when this really long list of instruments that you can read, when they all sound, you fall to your knees and you worship me. Well, that poses a problem for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they are not followers of King Nebuchadnezzar. They are followers of God. So when all those instruments sound and everyone around them falls to their knees, they have two choices. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have to decide, am I going to turn my back on God and worship this king just so that I don't die? Or do I stand up for God? Do I stand up and let my light show? They stayed standing. And King Nebuchadnezzar brought them before him, and he was angry at them, and he gave them one more chance. Look at verse 17. Actually, let's back up to verse 15. Verse 15. "Now if you are ready when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music to fall down and worship the image I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." So they were given those two options again. Am I going to bow before this king? Am I going to turn my back on God? Or am I going to stand up for what I believe in? Am I going to let my light shine? I want to ask you, if you were in that situation, what would you have done? If you were in front of one of the most powerful men in the world and he was telling you, "You either bow down before me or you die," what would you do? Maybe you would try to justify it and say, "You know what, I'll do it, but God knows my heart. God knows that I don't actually mean it." But that wasn't enough for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They told him, "We're not going to do it." And they said, "We trust in God to deliver us." And there are three words at the beginning of verse 18 that when I read this, they get me every time. "But if not." But if not. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had no way of knowing that when they were put in that fiery furnace, that they were going to make it out alive. They were staring death in the face, and they said, "We have faith in our God to deliver us, but if not." But if he doesn't, so what? If he doesn't, it doesn't matter. Because we are not going to bow down to you. We are not going to worship you or your image or your gods. We are only going to worship our God, the one true living God. You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the face of adversity, and they were probably in a much more difficult situation than we will ever be in. Either stand up for God or die for them in that moment. And they chose to let their light shine. There are going to be things that happen in your life. There are going to be storms that come in your life. Whatever they may be, they're going to be there. Maybe you're struggling through something right now. So I want to ask you, how are you going to let your light shine through that? Through whatever it is in your life, whether it's right now or whether it's in the future, how are you going to show your light for God? Are you going to stand up for him? Are you going to let the light of Christ show through you? Or are you going to bow down to that adversity? You see, we would be very wrong to live our lives thinking, "This is never going to happen to me. I'm going to be fine. I'm never going to get this sort of sickness. My loved ones are never going to get this sort of sickness. Nothing's ever going to happen to them. My parents aren't ever going to get divorced. I'm not ever going to have this terrible breakup," whatever it may be. Those darknesses, those storms are anything that can shake your faith. And we have to be ready. Because we would be wrong to live our lives thinking, "This is never going to happen to me." So we have to be ready. We have to prepare ourselves to shine our light. Because if we aren't ready, if we are just going through the motions of our Christian life and we aren't ready, then Satan's going to get us. I want you to think about Noah. God came to Noah and he told him about the adversity that he was going to face. He told him, "I'm going to wipe out the world." And he told Noah exactly what he needed to do. He said, "You need to build this ginormous boat." And Noah did exactly what God said. And don't you know, he probably got some really weird looks for building this ginormous boat. But he did it anyway. He could have just as easily not listened to God and said, "God's never going to do this. God's never going to wipe out the entire world." But he took what God said and he did something with it. He knew that this is going to come in my life and I have to be ready. I have to be ready to face for him the literal storm that is going to hit me. And so he spent all that time building that boat and preparing for what was going to happen. We have to be ready all the time. If there is nothing going on in your life that is shaking your faith right now, don't get comfortable. Just because you are at Freed Hardeman University, don't get comfortable. Realize that there is probably something right around the corner. There is something that Satan is going to do to try to rock your faith, and it is up to you whether you're prepared or not. Are you going to be prepared? Are you going to find ways through everything to let your light shine? I can't go through talking about this topic without talking about my favorite story in the Bible. And if you've ever heard me speak on any topic like this before, you know exactly what I'm about to say. Matthew chapter 14. Jesus walking on the water. It is my favorite story in the Bible. And I love it for a reason different than what Jesus did by walking on the water. That was amazing. But I like to look at it and think about Peter. And to think about that Jesus was walking on that water, and Peter said, "Lord, if that is you, let me come walk on the water with you." I'm paraphrasing, of course. "Let me come walk on this water with you." And Jesus let him. And by a great showing of faith, Peter walked out onto that water. And while he had his eyes fixed on Jesus, while he had his faith in Jesus, he was fine. He was able to walk on the water and there was no problem at all. But then he took his eyes off of Jesus. And when he looked around, he saw what was going on around him. He saw the darkness. He saw the storm. He heard the wind. He saw the waves. And he started sinking. He started sinking because he took his eyes off of Jesus. That is how we let our light shine, is by putting our faith in Christ. And when those storms come, when that darkness comes, if our eyes aren't on Jesus, and if our faith is not in him, then we are going to be just like Peter. We're going to sink. He was fine while he had his eyes on Christ. But just as soon as he took his eyes off of him, he started to sink. So I want to ask you, when you're faced with something in your life, again, whether it's right now, whether it's coming in the future, where are you going to have your focus? Is your focus going to be on everything around you? Is your focus and faith going to be in the people around you? Or are you going to put your faith in Christ? Are you going to let his light shine through you? Thankfully for Peter, and thankfully for how we're looking at the scripture right now, him sinking was not the end of that story. When he started sinking, when the waves started to overtake him, Jesus was right there to grab him and pull him out of that water. So for those of you that are struggling with something right now, for those of you that are having a hard time with whatever it may be in your life, and you feel like that you are sinking, and you feel like that there is nothing that you can do about it, Jesus is there, God is there waiting to pull you out of that if you will let him. If you will let him. So another question I have for you. When you're faced with adversity, when you're faced with the storms in your life, and you start sinking, and you feel like there's nothing you can do, Are you going to let Christ pick you up? Are you going to have your eyes fixed on Christ? You have two options when it comes to dealing with this adversity that we've been talking about. You can either live your life like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and always, always letting your light shine or letting the light of Christ shine through you. You can be like Noah and always be prepared for the adversity that you are going to meet, or you can be like Peter when he took his eyes off of Christ. And you can put your faith in yourself. You can put your faith in the people sitting next to you. And the outcomes of those, you'll either be able to walk on the water or you're going to sink. I want you to think about right now, are you Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Or are you Peter? I want you to answer that question right now as together we stand and sing.